Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So good to be here with you all this beautiful day. I love the fall. It's just a perfect temperature outside, if you ask me. Couple announcements before we begin our worship service today. Today we'll be having the word proclaimed in song. So we'll be singing a lot, and there'll be a time later on in the service where you can even do your own request. Our hymns will come out of the red hymnal, but also out of this supplement to the hymnal, this black book, The Faith We Sing. We'd like to especially welcome any visitors that are with us today. And I'd like to draw your attention to the announcements printed there in the bulletin. And I'd like to add one to it. The Missions Committee will be meeting tonight at 7 p.m. in the chapel. Is that right, Merritt?
Yes.
7 p.m. tonight. And we'll be hosting this week Room in the Inn. For those of you who don't know about it, it's kind of a traveling homeless shelter. And so we'll be hosting several ladies in our fellowship hall and the rest of the church in places this week. And we hope that you'll be able to provide donations of clothing and whatever and time and assistance as is necessary. Homecoming is just around the corner. That'll be coming up in about 2 weeks. So please mark your calendar for that. Reverend Arnie Corriher, who's was here from 81 to 88, will be our guest preacher. He just recently retired this year and is looking forward to coming back and visiting with everybody here. Next week, the crop walk comes up. Cora, could I ask you to come to me for just a minute, please? Please? Okay. Come here. All right now, y'all. Cora, I'm going to need you to make your saddest possible face. Come here.
Come here.
Okay. Do a sad face. Sad. Very sad face. No, do it to everybody.
No.
Oh. Well, I'll try my very sad face. We need donations for the crop walk, particularly myself and my wife. Or Cora will be very, very sad. Okay, you can go sit back down. Oh, you're staying with me? Also, this was found. If you're missing a little notebook, I'm not sure. Oh, it was just up here. Okay.
It's among the things that children can borrow.
There we go. Let's see. And we give you our thanks for your help last week with our spaghetti luncheon for youth and children's missions. We raised $514 to help out with that. So thank you. Thank you for your hard work and for your support of that mission. Are there any other announcements? Yes, Mary.
I've forgotten to ask that the announcement about the Habitat House be removed from the bulletin, but we actually have all the volunteers for those dates that we need, and I thank all of you who have volunteered. However, I recently looked at the build calendar, and there are a lot of dates that other churches are supposed to fill which have not been filled. So if you find within yourself a yearning to work on the Methodist Presbyterian House this year, you'll let me know. I'll find a good day for you to work, because they need more help than they've got lined up so far.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you for those who've already volunteered to do our dates.
We have filled all of our spots, but other churches have not. And so if you want to be an honorary member and participant of another church, we'll go as ourselves. But there's always need, and if you have a desire to help, we want to make that possible. So just see Merritt after the service, and he will be sure to get you connected as need be. Well, if there are no further announcements, I invite you to stand as we join in our greeting that's printed there in the bulletin. You're invited to read the words in bold. Shout praises to the Lord, everyone on this earth.
Be joyful and sing as you come into worship the Lord.
You know the Lord is God.
He created us and we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep in his pasture.
Be thankful and praise the Lord as you enter his temple.
The Lord is good. His love and faithfulness will last forever.
We'll have two opening hymns. The first one is found number 2002. In this little black supplement, The Faith We Sing. And I invite you to remain standing as we turn in the back of our hymn books to the Psalter, to number 811, as we read responsively from Psalm number 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High. To the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre.
For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work, and the works of your hands I sing for joy.
How great are your works, O Lord, your thoughts are very deep.
The dull ones cannot know, the foolish cannot understand this.
Though the wicked sprout like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they are doomed to destruction forever. But you, O Lord, are on high forever. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. You've poured over me fresh oil.
My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the doom of my evil assailants.
The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God.
They still bring forth fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green to show that the Lord is upright.
The Lord is my rock, in whom there is no unrighteousness.
Please be seated.
I inadvertently left off one announcement. This Thursday at 6:30, our young adults will be meeting at Marco's across right by the Fresh Market there for Theology on Tap. So that'll be at 6:30. Please invite your friends, all of you who are young adults. I'll leave that up to you as to where you consider yourself. But we'd love to have you and your guest as well as we discuss some wonderful stuff. So anyway, that'll be Thursday at 6:30. I invite our children now to come forward for our children's time. Hello.
Aloha.
How are y'all? Wow, y'all are just filling up this whole, I can't see everybody like that. Maybe I'll come over here. Can I come over here like this?
No, pick me up.
I can't.
If you can, why
do So, you may have noticed we've been singing a little more today. Do y'all like to sing?
I like to write songs.
You like to write songs? Yeah, you like to play songs on the piano too, don't you? You like to write songs too, Harper? All right. Well, in the Bible, we're told to make a joyful noise to the Lord. A joyful noise. What does that mean? Anybody know? Anybody other than my daughter? A joyful noise. What? Sweet and calm? Well, maybe, but it could also be vibrant and loud, too. A dance? Sure, that could be considered a joyful noise, I think. Yeah, playing hymns on the piano with Anne, that's a good one. That's a joyful noise. What else would be a joyful noise? Is a joyful noise always something that's just perfectly in pitch and that sounds pretty, or can it be like a woohoo sort of thing? Could woohoo be joyful too? Yeah. What do y'all think?
Yeah.
That you're really happy? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope that whenever you're here in church that you know that you can be joyful. That you don't have to be just, you know, quiet all the time. Now, there are times when it's important to be quiet, aren't there? Particularly whenever we're praying. Sometimes that's really important to be quiet. But there are also times when we can really share our joy with everyone. And when we can sing about how wonderful God is and how much He loves us. And how much we love Him. So I hope that you'll remember that. Okay? Well, let's have a prayer. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank You for giving us voices and talents. We thank You for helping us in all that we do that we might offer Your joyful praise. And we thank You for the gift of music. And as we sing this day, O Lord, remind us and help us that we might offer our praise to You not only with our lips, but also with the way that we live our lives and the things that we do. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all. Red 10, okay. All right, we got lots of helpers today. Madeline has a word about our bread tin for next month and this month as well. Thank you, Madeline.
This month's bread tin goes to the Fuji's family, which helps immigrant child survivors of war from other countries. And then I wanted to talk to you about next month's bread tin, which will go to UMCOR, which is a term that you hear thrown around here periodically. And UMCOR stands for United Methodist Committee on Relief. It started originally for overseas relief right after World War II, and we thought it would be a stopgap temporary measure to help the war-torn countries recover, and then people thought, you know, this is a good idea, and this sort of thing can go on forever, so we need to go on forever. So it became a permanent organization, part of the United Methodist Church, that's dedicated to alleviating human suffering around the world in over 80 countries and the United States as well. So when they expanded it, they included the United States. UMCOR goes where war and conflict and natural disasters disrupt lives and people can't recover on their own. Sometimes they go in for stopgap measures, other times they go in on a long-term basis. UMCOR believes that all people should have God-given worth and dignity, and that is what they're striving to do. 100% of the donations that we give go to help the people. The administrative costs are covered by other funds, and so every bit of money we give next month will go to help people. It also empowers local agencies and helps them take over when UMCOR pulls out. They can take over and do the things that UMCOR has been providing. It provides relief and long-term help with education and training and support. So UMCOR is efficient and it's effective. UMCOR is everywhere you want it to be. Thank you.
Thank you for those words, Madeline. And I just want to reiterate what Madeline said about 100% of our gifts to UMCOR go to help others. There's no administrative stuff that's covered in that. We cover that with our One Great Hour of Sharing offerings that comes up once a year or so. And that's not something many relief agencies and organizations can say, that 100% of the donations go to help. So I look forward to our being able to help as much as we can next month with our bread tin offerings. And I also wanted to lift up our Manna Food Bank stuff that was an ongoing thing year-wide and year-long, rather. And we're collecting canned fruit this year instead of beans. I don't know if Madeline and Merritt have a song about the canned fruit or not, but but wanted to lift that up. We're about halfway there. Kitty.
1,234 pounds
currently, and we're on our goal to 2,013 pounds, right? So we're, you know, just about halfway there, but we can always use your help. There's some big red collection bins located throughout the church where you can deposit those for collection. So thank you for all your help and all that we do for missions here at the church.
I invite you to join with me in our prayer for illumination as printed in the bulletin. These are from the words penned by Charles Wesley in a hymn. Let us pray together. Come, divine interpreter, bring me eyes thy book to read, ears the mystic words to hear, words which did from thee proceed, words that endless bliss impart, kept in an obedient heart. Amen.
The Old Testament lesson for today is Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And I invite you to stand for our hymn. It's number 139. We'll sing first and last verses. 139. Praise to the Lord the Almighty.
Please be seated. Our epistle lesson this day is from the book of Romans, chapter 15, just verses 5 and 6. Hear now these words. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Jesus Christ had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Before we continue our service of song this day, I invite you to turn right in the very first few pages of the hymnal to Roman numeral 7. You may have never noticed these before, but these have been included in all of the Methodist hymnals since way back when. These are from John Wesley's select hymns from 1761. And these are very wonderful words of instruction for how to sing. Number one, learn these tunes before you learn any others. Afterwards, learn as many as you please. Number two, sing them exactly as they are printed here, without altering or mending them at all. And if you have learned to sing them otherwise, unlearn it as soon as you can. Gotta like that. Sing all. See that you join with the congregation as frequently as you can. Let not a slight degree of weakness or weariness hinder you. If it's a cross to you, take it up, and you'll find a blessing. I like those. Number four, sing lustily. You didn't think that word was going to come up in church today, did you? You didn't think that word would have occurred in 1761, did you? Sing lustily and with a good courage. Beware of singing as if you were half dead or half asleep.
Zombie,
yeah. But lift up your voice with strength. Be no more afraid of your voice now, nor more ashamed of it being heard than when you sung the songs of Satan. Gotta like those. I don't know if any of you all sang the songs of Satan or what those might be this day, but nonetheless, sing lustily and with good courage. Number five, sing modestly. Do not bawl so as to be heard above or distinct from the rest of the congregation, that you may not destroy the harmony, but strive to unite your voices together so as to make one clear, melodious sound. Number six, sing in time. Whatever time is sung, be sure to keep with it. Such laughter, I hear. Sing in time, whatever time is sung, be sure to keep with it. Do not run before,
nor stay behind it, but attend close to the leading voices and move therewith as exactly as you can, and take care not to sing too slow. This drawling way naturally steals on all who are lazy, and it is high time to drive it out from us and sing all our tunes just as quick as we did at first. Number 7, above all, sing spiritually. Have an eye to God in every word you sing. Aim at pleasing Him more than yourself or any other creature. I think those are wonderful words for us. Aim at pleasing God more than yourself or any other creature. In order to do this, attend strictly to the sense of what you sing, and see that your heart's not carried away with the sound, but offered to God continually. So shall your singing be such as the Lord will approve here, and reward you when He cometh in the clouds of heaven.
Curtis,
yes.
We do have fun in choir.
Oh, I know. I'm sure. And you all sing lustily in choir, right?
Yeah, finally came out.
Not always melodious.
But not always glorious. Well, that's okay. As long as your intent is to sing to God and not to others, that's what matters, right?
So, I just wanted to offer up those words as we begin our time of singing, our first one this day. And you can remain seated for these. Number 2016, Glorify Thy Name. We'll start off with that one, and then we'll have a time of
request. Yes, Ann?
Is the request line will be open.
The request line will be open. Index starts at page 954 in the back of the hymn book in case there's a tune that you're looking for. First request, Donnie. Which one? 431. What is it? Let There Be Peace on Earth. 431. We'll sing a first and last verse of all of these. 431. That's the only one that has one verse, though, isn't it? Two verses. Okay.
Thank you.
Which one, Kitty?
572.
Pass it on. I heard 156 back there somewhere. Which one is it? 156. I love to tell the story. One second. Let me see if I can get there. 156. I love to tell the story. So we can fit a few more in, maybe just the first verse from the next few. Good. 156. Billy, since you're home, 593. What is that one, Billy? Here I am, Lord. Just the first verse. There we go. 593. Here I am, Lord.
Thank you.
Ellen, I've seen your hand several times. 2120. This one's in The Faith We Sing. 2120. What is that one, Ellen? Spirit of Gentleness. You are switching it up, aren't you? 2120. Spirit of Gentleness. Okay, we got one more. I saw a bunch of a barrage of hands over here. 581. Is this one that is switching it up? That was very beautiful, Elle. Thank you for offering that one up for us. 581. Was that what I heard? Let's see. 581. Lord, whose love through humble service. Great one. Tell you what, you want to stand for this one? And we'll do, no standing for this one? Okay. No standing for this one then. 581, first verse, so this will be our last one for now. Aw. Let me offer this up as we go to our time of prayer. If you have requests that didn't make it in this time, email me
And I'll try to include them as a congregational hymn for us at some point in the near future.
Does that sound good?
Yes.
Good. Okay. I'm sorry. You know what I would love? I would love it if you would do one of those British tunes to one of the hymns that we know so well, that we sing to a different tune.
Yeah.
Particularly Oh for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Is that one?
Good, Brendan. Wonderful.
Oh, come on, Ann. Where's your sense of adventure?
It's lost in the
film. I would draw your attention to all of those names and situations lifted up here on our prayer list. Open it up to a time of sharing those concerns, if you feel so led. Steve, yeah, we remember Steve Ellis down in Charleston. Yes. Oh, really? Oh. Judy Rich's mother passed away. Oh, we need to remember her. Yes.
Cindy.
We'd remember Cindy. Others? Well, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, you stir our spirits. You stir our hearts. You stir our voices. So often at those times of great happiness, but also those moments of great sadness as well. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the breath that's in our lungs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift up to you all of those names that you know even better than we do. We lift up those who mourn. We lift up those who are facing illness or disease. We lift up those who are lonely. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So often, O Lord, words escape us. So often, O Lord, they seem insufficient. So hear us, and hear the deepest groanings of our hearts as we lift up to you in silence those things too deep for words. And as your Son taught us, so now we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now, from all that God has so richly blessed us with, let us offer our gifts to him.
Thank you.
Let's rise as we sing together the doxology. Let us pray. Gracious God, for all the blessings of this life, we are ever thankful. Accept these our gifts to you, and take them and transform them and us, that your kingdom might be made closer. For we offer our gifts and ourselves in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. As you are invited to remain standing, can we do a request for the last hymn, Anne?
Sure.
Kelly, you had your hand up every time. Do you have a request to send us out? Go Tell It on the Mountain. Very good, very good. Is it Go Tell It on the Mountain? Anybody know the... I'm thinking...
251.
251. Go Tell It on the Mountain. First verse. Now may the blessing of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all evermore. Amen.
I'm going to hit one chord so that we can figure out where to sing.
Okay.